By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wa Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal. Today is a special day. Let's begin by immediately going towards this recitation of Quran. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
میں اللہ تعالیٰ کی پناہ میں آتا ہوں شیطان مردود سے.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم.
اللہ کے نام سے شروع جو نہایت مہربان رحم والا.
قالوا یا ابانا ما لك لا تأمنا علی یوسف و انا له لناصحون.
بولے اے ہمارے باپ آپ کو کیا ہوا کہ یوسف کے معاملے میں ہمارا اعتبار نہیں کرتے اور ہم تو اس کے خیر خواہ ہیں.
ارسله معنا غدا يرتع ويلعب وإنا له لحافظون.
کل اسے ہمارے ساتھ بھیج دیجئے کہ میوے کھائے اور کھیلے اور بے شک ہم اس کے نگہبان ہیں.
قال إني ليحزنني أن تذهبوا به وأخاف أن يأكله الذئب وأنتم عنه غافلون.
بولا بے شک مجھے رنج دے گا کہ تم اسے لے جاؤ اور ڈرتا ہوں کہ اسے بھیڑیا کھا لے اور تم اس سے بے خبر رہو.
قالوا لئن اکله الذئب ونحن عصبة اننا اذا لخاسرون.
بولے اگر اسے بھیڑیا کھا جائے اور ہم ایک جماعت ہیں جب تو ہم کسی مصرف کے نہیں.
فلما ذهبوا به واجمعوا يجعلوه في غيابة الجب.
پھر جب اسے لے گئے اور سب کی رائے یہی ٹھہری کہ اسے اندھے کنویں میں ڈال دیں.
وأوحينا إليه لتنبئنهم بأمرهم هذا وهم لا يشعرون.
اور ہم نے اسے وحی بھیجی کہ ضرور تو انہیں ان کا یہ کام جتا دے گا ایسے وقت کے وہ نہ جانتے ہوں گے.
وجاءوا اباهم عشاء يبكون. قالوا يا ابانا انا ذهبنا نستبق وتركنا يوسف عند متاعنا فاكله الذئب وما أنت بمؤمن لنا ولو كنا صادقين.
اور رات ہوئے اپنے باپ کے پاس روتے ہوئے آئے. بولے اے ہمارے باپ ہم دوڑ کرتے نکل گئے اور یوسف کو اپنے اسباب کے پاس چھوڑا تو اسے بھیڑیا کھا گیا اور آپ کسی طرح ہمارا یقین نہ کریں گے اگرچہ ہم سچے ہوں.
قميصه بدم كذب.
اور اس کے کرتے پر ایک جھوٹا خون لگا لائے.
قال بل سولت لكم انفسكم امرا.
کہا بلکہ تمہارے دلوں نے ایک بات تمہارے واسطے بنا لی ہے.
فصبر جميل والله المستعان على ما تصفون.
صبر اچھا اور اللہ ہی سے مدد چاہتا ہوں ان باتوں پر جو تم بتا رہے ہو.
وجاءت سيارة فأرسلوا واردهم فأدلى دلوه قال يا بشرى هذا غلام وأسروه بضاعة.
اور ایک قافلہ آیا, انہوں نے اپنا پانی لانے والا بھیجا تو اس نے اپنا ڈول ڈالا, بولا آہا کیسی خوشی کی بات ہے, یہ تو ایک لڑکا ہے اور اسے ایک پونجی بنا کر چھپا لیا.
واللہ علیم بما یعملون,
اور اللہ جانتا ہے جو وہ کرتے ہیں.
صدق اللہ العظیم.
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلى آله وسلم. My dear viewers, we have just listened to Surah Yusuf. It's a beautiful surah. Some people will be thinking every surah of the Quran is beautiful. Yes, no doubt about it, it's the Quran al-Kareem. It's the most eloquent, the best of words we can ever come across, my dear viewers. Alhamdulillah, and this is part of our belief as Muslims, that you know nothing can compare to it. Nothing can compare to the glorious Quran. Nobody, even if so all of the humans and the jinn were to come together, they would not be able to make anything like it. But even from amongst the Quran, we have some natural favorites. And within the Quran itself, we are told too, that this is amongst what? Ahsan al-Qisas, the best of stories, you can say. My dear viewers of Manchal, it is the 12th of Rabi' al-Awwal. We should be reciting the Naat. We should be listening to the Naat Sharif, inshallah Azza wa Jal. And no doubt today we have a special Naat Sharif. Let's listen to today's Naat Sharif. Praise upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Make good intentions. If you know the words, my dear viewers, then try to read along too. Inshallah ta'ala, let's recite the Ruh Sharif upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and listen to the Naat Sharif. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم.
بحمد الله عبد الله كنور نظر آیا مبارک آمنا كنور دل تیز گئے آیا. ویلکم
چوم
ویلکم مصطفیٰ ویلکم
سرکار کی آمد دلدار کی آمد آقا کی آمد داتا کی آمد حضور کی آمد پر نور کی آمد جانا کی آمد مرحبا.
ویلکم مصطفیٰ ویلکم
آمد ہے مچی ہے دھوم پیغمبر کی آمد آمد ہے حبیب رب اکبر کی آمد آمد ہے.
ویلکم مصطفیٰ ویلکم مصطفیٰ
نہ کیوں ہو نور سے تو تبدیل کفر کی ظلمات نہ کیوں ہو نور سے تبدیل کفر کی ظلمات خدا کے ماہ منور کی آمد آمد ہے فقیروں سے کہو غازے ہو جو مانگیں گے پائیں گے فقیروں سے کہو غازے ہو جو مانگیں گے پائیں گے کہ وہ فریاد رس بے کس کا یاور آنے والا
جو مرحبا یا مصطفیٰ
ہے جبرائیل کو حکم خدا خبر کر دو ہے جبرائیل کو حکم خدا خبر کر دو کہ آج حق کے پیغمبر کی آمد آمد ہے
سرکار کی آمد
جو
دلدار کی آمد
جو
آقا کی آمد
جو
داتا کی آمد
جو
حضور کی آمد
جو
پرنور کی آمد
جو
جانا کی آمد مرحبا
ویلکم او مصطفیٰ ویلکم او مصطفیٰ ویلکم او مصطفیٰ
دو زانوں ہو کے ادب سے پڑھو صلاۃ السلام کعبے کے بدرو دجا تم پہ کروڑوں درود طیبہ کے شمس و دعا تم پہ کروڑوں درود کیوں کہوں بے کس ہوں میں کیوں کہوں بے بس ہوں میں تم ہو میں تم پر فدا تم پہ کروڑوں درود خلق کے حاکم ہو تم رزق کے قاسم ہو تم تم سے ملا جو ملا تم پہ کروڑوں درود دو زانوں ہو کے ادب سے پڑھو صلاۃ السلام دو زانوں ہو کے ادب سے پڑھو صلاۃ السلام عزیز و خلق کے مصدر کی آمد آمد ہے والا عرش کی آنکھوں کا تارا سب پڑھو اے ماہِ طیبہ صلوات اللہ علیکا صلوات اللہ علیکا جمیل قادری کہہ دے کھڑے ہو اہل سنن جمیل قادری کہہ دے کھڑے ہو اہل سنن ہمارے حامی و یاور کی ہمارے حامی و یاور کی آمد آمد ہے
جو آئے آئے میرے داتا جو
دلدار کی آمد
مرحبا
ویلکم مصطفیٰ
حبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم ما شاء الله عز وجل. It is the 12th of Rabi'ul Awwal, the day of the celebration of the Milad of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, the birth of the greatest of all mankind, Rasulullah صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. Now subhanAllah, there's so much to be said, my dear viewers. Today is the Eid of Eid. Yes, my dear viewers, it is the festival of festivals. As we call it, smaller Eid and bigger Eid. So generally, the day of Eid, my dear viewers, inshallah. Now, why is it that we call it the day of Eid, in fact? Why is it that we call this day the day of Eid? And it's very simple, subhanAllah. My dear viewers, inshallah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would, in fact, he would celebrate his birthday every Monday. How? Because Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam, he would fast on Mondays. Even when he was asked, the companions, they say, Ya Rasulullah, why is it that you fast every Monday? And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, because this is the day in which I was born. So many of you as Muslims, as followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on Mondays, we should try to fast every single Monday. This is one way of celebrating the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did. To thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he fasted on a Monday. And this is what we should do too. And yes, what does it mean by celebrating the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Celebrating the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is doing those actions Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did. Fasting. Those actions which are in accordance with the Qur'an and the sunnahs. If we were to ever perform any action which is contrary to the Qur'an or the Sunnah, which is against, which goes against the teachings of our deen, of our religion, then this is not celebrating the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fasting is a way of celebrating the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Going to the masjid, reciting the Qur'an al-Kareem, praying extra prayers, reciting the Durood Sharif, even more upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as much as possible upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This, my dear viewers, as I mentioned, reciting the Qur'an, mentioning or reciting the Na'at Sharif, praise upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is celebrating the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And spreading knowledge, teaching people. This is celebrating the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers, inshallah, free mixing amongst men and women, this is not celebrating the birth. No, rather this is something which is it's completely wrong. It's something which is not permissible. You are not gaining no reward. You're possibly doing it with the intention of reward. Rather, you're gaining sin. Because it's a sin, isn't it? Because you are committing a sin by whether it be free mixing, whether it be dancing, listening to music. And sadly, some people do these things. Sadly, some people do these things and they call it a mawlid. This is not the mawlid, my dear viewers. This is not celebration of the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. No. Celebrating the birthday of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is performing actions in accordance with the Qur'an, the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. This is what Milad is. Now, as I was saying, and so that's the day itself. What about the date? Now, what makes us think that we can, on the same date, what makes us think we can be thankful for something? And this, you know, could be learned from when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had migrated from Makkah al-Mukarramah to al-Madinah al-Munawwara. Then one thing, amongst the many things he saw of the Jews, you see there were some things which were good, some things which were not good. But one thing the Jews would do is they would fast on the 10th of Muharram, they would fast on the day of Ashura. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he asks them, that why is it that you fast on this day? And they replied, because this was the day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam for the Fir'aun. This is the day Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was saved from the Fir'aun. And shukran, in order to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this date, my dear viewers of Madinah channel, what? This day that we fast out of thankfulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this date. Now my dear viewers of Madinah channel, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what does he say? He says that we have more of a right over Hazrat Musa alayhi salam even than you do. So we must fast too. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he orders the companions to fast too. Why? Again, to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for saving Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So this is out of thankfulness, which shows us that out of thankfulness we should fast. And it was this specific date that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it wasn't just, you know, any date. No, it was this specific date that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would fast out of thankfulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we wish to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on a specific day, what is it? This particular one, my dear viewers, yes, other days too, like a person should fast on his own birthday too if possible. But coming back to our topic, that when we wish to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then one of the many ways of thanking Allah ta'ala is by fasting. So try to fast on this day too, inshallah wa azza wa jal. It's a bit late now, my dear viewers, especially depending on where you are. For those who would be behind possibly, they will still have the opportunity. Behind in terms of the day, the date, depending on where you are in the world. But there would be, for example, our brothers in Australia, they would have been celebrating Milad Sharif. Theirs would have gone by now, finished. But may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all those lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inshallah wa azza wa jal. So many of us, we learn that, yes, we need to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one way of thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fasting. So when we celebrate the Milad Sharif, we should fast. This should be our celebration of Milad Sharif. Some people think we're going to celebrate Milad Sharif, so we're going to have a day out. How is that celebrating? Well, it depends what you're going to go do when you go out. It may be a day out to the masjid, and then, you know, that's a good thing. How can we say anything about that? But some people think we're going to have a day out in other activities, things which may be non-Islamic, non-medieval. We should be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by reading our surah, by fasting as much as possible, or fasting at least on this day. We should be thankful by doing the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by reciting salawat. Now, a question arises, where did this milad come from? This maulid celebrating the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where did this come from? Now, yes, we've said, it comes from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam practices. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself did this. So it comes from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But how about gathering? How about calling people together? Let's sit together. Let's thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's celebrate the maulid, the birthday of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So let's do it in this manner. Let's have the tilawat. Let's listen to the Quran al-Kareem. Let's send praise upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Maybe in the forms of poetry, all sorts of things, my dear viewers. You know, how was this celebrated? Or when was it first celebrated? Was it something which was made by Dawat al-Islami and subhanAllah? This is what some people think. But this is, in a way, subhanAllah, it's quite beautiful, isn't it? And it shows the work of Dawat al-Islami when it comes to the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It shows the effect of Dawat al-Islami, alhamdulillahi azza wa jal. That, my dear viewers of Madinah channel, Dawat al-Islami has spread this and continues to spread the importance of celebrating the Milad Sharif. And we find that, mashallah, you know, the brothers within Dawat al-Islami, they would always be having the mahafil, they would always be having gatherings in the houses. You know, not a day passes except that, you know, hundreds of people all around the world, especially during this month, who are celebrating the birth, the maulid of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. The viewers of Madinah Channel, alhamdulillah, yes, that Sami emphasizes, stresses the importance of celebrating the birthday of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why? Because it's another day, alhamdulillah, to bring people towards the teachings of Islam. Because when people come, what will they do? No, they're not going to be caused any harm. It's not going to affect them. No. They're going to listen to the Qur'an al-Kareem. SubhanAllah, they're going to be rewarded. They're going to listen to the Na'at Sharif. Inshallah, increase their love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They're going to listen to his speech. Maybe about the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. About the etiquette, about the manners of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they'll be learning about the deen. This will be bringing them, inshallah, closer to the religion. So this is what happens in a Milad Sharif, my dear viewers. And this is good for the Ummah. Sometimes it's been a very long time, but nowadays, sadly, people don't regularly go to the masjid, do that. They need, you know, some sort of special day to go. And this is, mashallah, another day to bring those people who don't normally come to the masjid. It's another day to bring them, inshallah, and hopefully for them to then make intention from there to complete. Because, alhamdulillah, another beauty of that Islam, my dear viewers, is it's not all about just having a gathering, but rather to teach people is what's important. This is what, alhamdulillah, we stress on. Teaching people about the religion. Trying to change people. Not just change for today. Try to change for your entire life, inshallah. This is what Dawat Islam is. So we are going to speak about this term Mawlid, this gathering, especially for this particular reason. When did this come about, inshallah? But first, let's go to the daily reminder. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Why do Muslims celebrate Mawlud of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? Why is it that the whole world, especially on the 12th of Rabiul Awwal, they celebrate the Mawlud of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Muslims decorate their homes, they decorate the masajids, they even decorate the whole street. What is the reason? Let me tell you the reason. In Tazkiratul Wa'izin, it is written, an Islamic scholar has stated, alhamdulillah, I dreamt of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and humbly asked him, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do you like the Muslims celebrating your birth, your milad? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, I also become pleased with them for those people who celebrate the Mawlud of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So this is the reason why we celebrate milad. Is because our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam also loves those people who celebrate Milad. So Milad celebrations should be done with love and affection, obviously within the boundaries of Shariat. But do not stop celebrating the Milad of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Aqaki amad marhaba sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. And David, mashallah, that was our respected Hafiz Rafaqan Sahib. Today is the Eid of Eids, and this term Mawlid, this sense of celebrating, this method of celebrating the Mawlid, of people coming together. Now nowadays, whenever we have, when you would have a mehfil, my dear viewers, what would you do? You would call people generally towards your own house. Sometimes you think, you know, some people were really so happy and they wish to do the extra amount. They'll possibly even book a hall. And they'll think, you know, I wish to book a hall to celebrate the Milad Sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And mashallah, people would on different levels celebrate the birthday, the Mawlid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Many times governments and entire country together will celebrate, and there'll be even national holidays in many countries too. For the celebration of the birthday of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So people will do it on different levels. Some will just do it within their own homes.
you know, feeding 10 people, some people 5 people. Now, you shouldn't get worried. I don't want people to get worried by this and think that, oops, I'm not able to afford it, or I don't have enough money. What can I do? Remember, it's all about sincerity. It's all about what you do from the heart. If you think, you know, I'm just going to feed this one person, I'm just going to give this, maybe even a sweet to a child, with the intention that's a birthday, to show them it's a birthday of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I'm expressing this happiness. I don't have any money at all, you know, I've got something. Maybe even the smile. This is something that everybody can do. So many things, look, I have nothing to give. And this is rare, but there would be some people who think, I have nothing I'm able to give somebody. I wish to celebrate the birthday of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam too. Yes, you can still celebrate the birthday of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You can fast. You don't need money to fast. You don't need wealth to fast. You can fast one day. You can just smile at another person and think, subhanallah, or give salam and say, you know, even Milad Mubarak. You know, Mubarak, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this a blessed day. You don't need no money to do this. Just smiling at somebody. Why? Showing your happiness. Today is the birthday of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So nobody needs to worry. It's in accordance to your own state, my dear viewers. For those who are able to do more, do more. Those who are not able to do more, doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's all about sincerity, isn't it? That whatever you do, whatever your intentions are, may they be free from ostentation. Because it may be that somebody has a huge gathering, but you know, there is ostentation involved. Showing, just to show off to the people. Just to, another chance to show how rich I am. Another chance to show that, you know, maybe I'm a pious person. No, it depends on intention. So sometimes you may just be feeding your own children. And if this is accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then maybe this will be the reason for the forgiveness of your sins. Maybe this will be the reason that on the day of judgment, maybe just this one action is accepted. And due to this, you are granted entrance into Jannah. So my dear viewers, with sincerity, with good intention, this is what's important. But as I was saying, that yes, people will celebrate on different levels. Some people will call, what, 5 or 10 people to the house. Some people will be able to, you know, hold 100 people in their own home, in their own house. And they will be celebrating the Milad Sharif, the Mawlid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, some people would book a hall, there would be 1,000 people. And in fact, some people will do it in the local masjid too. And there'll be, for example, in mashallah, in Karachi, my dear viewers, and that is a gathering, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, in Karachi, in the center of Dawat-e-Islami, along with Amir al-Sunnah. I'm not exactly sure, but I know 10,000 plus individuals come there to celebrate the Milad Sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. With confidence, I say 10,000 plus, but I think there's some more. But Allahu A'lam, let's just stay on the safe side. That just in that one place, and every you can barely walk. This is how many people come, alhamdulillah, to celebrate the birthday of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam. So there are huge gatherings, my dear viewers. But even if you were to look at, let's just say, for that example, and mashallah, yes, people do come from abroad too. People will travel from abroad just for the mawlid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to spend it there. So this does happen. But nowadays, how difficult is it for people to travel? You know, I could book my ticket tonight, tomorrow if there's a flight, and I could go there. So it's not as difficult, is it? But this gathering, the first gathering which I was speaking about, which, you know, which is given the name of Mawlid, you know, where it came about, the history of Mawlid, where it began, people would travel for months to arrive at this Mawlid Sharif. People would travel for months. People would travel from all over the world, from different countries. And then they didn't have planes. This is 1,000 years ago. 1,000 years ago, medieval. 900 or so to 1,000. Then they weren't planes or anything, no. Them days it would be difficult to travel. People would travel all this way. And there would be so, how many people, Allahu Akbar, I'll allow you to guess, my dear viewers. Let's just learn about how great of a gathering this was. Firstly, it's mentioned, and this I'm reading from Imam Jalaluddin Asyuti al-Shafi'i, rahimahullah ta'ala. he gives his fatwa. This is mentioned in his Al-Hawi lil-Fatawi or Al-Hawi lil-Fatawa could be read, both of them. This is a book of his, a brilliant, mashallah, book of his ruling given by Imam Jalaluddin Asyuti al-Shafi'i, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was a mujaddid of his time, a brilliant, whether you look at him in terms of his ahadith sharif, as a muhaddith, as a mutasawwif, he was a brilliant scholar. Imam Jalaluddin Asyuti, rahmallahu ta'ala madiv, he was a giant, no doubt about it. He was a giant, alhamdulillahi azza wa jal, a brilliant scholar, buried in Egypt. Now he was asked, عن عمل المولد النبوي في شهر ربيع الأول ما حكمه من حيث الشرعي. He was asked about practicing or celebrating the Maulid al-Nabawi, the Maulid of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the month of Rabi' al-Awwal, that what is its ruling? وَهَلْ هُوَ مَحْمُود أَوْ مَذْمُوم. Is it something which is praiseworthy? Something, an action which is blessed? Or is it something which is reprehensible, which is wrong, which shouldn't be done? وَهَلْ يُثَابُ فَعِلُهُ أَوْ لَا. The person who celebrates the Milad Sharif, is he rewarded? And this is the answer he gives. And mashallah, he states many other scholars too. He says, عِنْدِي أَنَّ أَصْلَ عَمَلِ الْمَوْلِدِ الَّذِي هُوَ اِجْتِمَاعُ النَّاسِ. Firstly, what is the Mawlid? Because many people misunderstand what Mawlid is, and they say, you know, this dancing and this music. Yes, that's completely wrong. But the proper Mawlid, Mawlid meaning اِجْتِمَاعُ النَّاسِ, for people to come together, قِرَاءَةُ مَا تَيَسَّرَ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ, to recite the glorious Qur'an, my dear viewers. رِوَايَةُ الْأَخْبَارِ الْوَارِدَ فِي مَبْدَعِ أَمْرِ النَّبِي, to speak about what the birth, the beginning, the era of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, وَمَا وَقَعَ فِي مَوْلِدِهِ مِنَ الْآيَاتِ, and you know, also the signs of the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then what? And then spreading the tablecloth, and for people to be eating, and then, without doing any other wrong, bad action, without involving any bad action with this, you know, those things which are against the Quran and the Sharia, for then to return, he says, huwa min al-bid'al hasana, that this is from those bid'ahs which are hasana, which are good bid'ah. Why? Because Rasulullah sallallahu has taught us that there are some bid'ahs which are wrong, which the scholars say are sayyi'ah. So, you know, Imam Ibn Hajar Asqalani, rahimahullah ta'ala, he says that there are five types of bid'ah. Now, there are various types. There are some which are good, there are some which are bad, my dear viewers of Allah, inshaAllah. And he states then that allati yuthabu alayha sahibuha. And he states that when people do this, then they are also rewarded. لِمَا فِيهِ مِنْ تَعْظِيمِ قَدْرِ النَّبِيِّ. I'm not going to read the Arabic because we are running out of time. Why? Due to their respect and honor for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, due to their showing, their expressing their happiness. Why? At the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And who was the first to do this? And the first to do this was Sahibu Irbil, the governor, you can say, of Irbil, the king, Al-Muzaffar, Abu Sa'id Al-Kawkabri ibn Zain al-Din. And he states about this person that he is Ahad al-Muluk al-Amjad. So I'm not going to read Arabic. He is one of the most noble of the kings, the one of the most senior, one of the most generous. And he states that he also had many relics of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So nowadays, mashallah, for example, we had in Bradford, in Fizan and Medina, mashallah, there was also the relic, the blessed hair of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam, which is known as the Mu'i Mubarak, the blessed hair of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So these are relics of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this he states too. And he says that another scholar states too, that how would he celebrate his Mawlid? So how would these people in the past, how would they celebrate Mawlid Sharif? He states that he would celebrate it in such a way. He says that he used to have a huge gathering. And he speaks about this person, this king, King Muzaffar, who was the first to celebrate it, that he was a pure-hearted, he was a brave, he was a champion, he was an intelligent person, he was a scholar, a alim, a adil, he was a very just king. He was a king who was just, and he was a scholar, and he prays for him. And said that there was this one person who wrote a book, Hazrat Sheikh Abul Khitab Ibn Dahiyya. He wrote a work about the Maulid al-Nabawi Sharif, and he called it At-Tanweeru fi Maulid al-Bashir al-Nadhir. And he was rewarded for him writing this book. This king, how much did he give him? He gave him alfu dinar. He gave him 1,000 gold coins. Gold coins, not dirhams. Dinar. And if you were to work it out to this day and age, medievalism and so on, this works out to be approximately 215,000 pounds. So 200,000 pounds approximately. Allahu Akbar. And then what did this person have as a feast? So his feast, when he had this gathering, he had a huge gathering, there was obviously food too. What did this person have? Let's move to the daily hadith sheet, and then we shall hear more, inshallah, azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa alihi wa sallam. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated, Allah Azza wa Jal is pleased with his servant who glorifies Allah after consuming a morsel of food and drinking water. Subhanallah, what an easy way of attaining the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. By Allah Azza wa Jal, no privilege is greater than the attainment of his pleasure. The one with whom Allah Azza wa Jal is pleased will be blessed with beholding him and entering Jannat al-Firdaus. Try to make it your habit to make the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal before eating every morsel and drinking every sip, and to recite Alhamdulillah after eating the morsel and drinking the sip, so that the meal time is not spent in heedlessness. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. And if you want to tell the question of the day, please do not forget that question. There is a number displayed upon the screen. Please do send in your answers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all. Continuing with this Madivius, he says that one person went to this gathering, he says that he counted on this table spread. How much did he count? Or what did he count? Allahu Akbar, it seemed like he was keeping a record of the food. Khamsata ala fi ra'si ghanam. He states he counted 5,000 goats, roasted 5,000 of them. Now to have 5,000 goats, Madhivism and so on, imagine how much people you must have. And wa'asharata ala fi dajaja. He had 10,000 chickens. In one of these events, he had 5,000 goats, 10,000 chickens, 100 horses, 100,000 bowls of food, 30,000 sweet dishes. 30,000 sweet dishes. Allahu Akbar. And it said that who would come to this gathering? The most eminent, the most pious of ulama, the Sufiya, from all over the world. He would give them gifts, he would give them robes. And this gathering would take place over a number of days. And how much would he spend? He would spend, what I've got here is, Salasa Mi'a Alf. He would spend every single year, fi kulli sana, every single year, 300,000 dinar, which equates to nowadays about 60 plus million pounds. Yes, million I'm saying. And this is without, this is no exaggeration. This is without exaggerating, my dear viewers. Allahu Akbar. All of this money. And he would even have, you know, to skip most of it, my dear viewers, he would have hostels. And he would spend so much on the prisoners. Remember, he was the brother-in-law. He was married to the sister of Hazrat, Allahu Akbar, the great Madi viewers of Madani Channel, Hazrat Subhanallah, Salahuddin Al-Ayyubi Rahmahullahu Ta'ala. Yes, the great Salahuddin Al-Ayyubi Rahmahullahu Ta'ala, the one who conquered Palestine. So he was, along with him, he was his brother-in-law. He was the brother-in-law of Salahuddin Al-Ayyubi Rahmahullahu Ta'ala, because he had married the sister of Hazrat Salahuddin Al-Ayyubi rahimahullah ta'ala. And she states about him that his own clothing would only be, what, about 5 dirhams. And she would complain, she would say that, look at the state of you, and this is how much he's spending. And he says that, I'd rather spend on other people and gain reward than spend on myself. And it said that he would spend on the pathway millions of pounds. On the pathway towards the Hijaz, he would give so much in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the poor people. He would feed the poor, he would give millions towards them, and individuals, and he would even free prisoners out of happiness. He would free many prisoners, the front, the prisoners, those who were fighting against them. He would even free many of those, hundreds upon hundreds of them, out of happiness of the birthday of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wasallam. Because we are running out of time, and individuals of Madinah, inshallah, I'm going to leave this there, but when was this time? Salahuddin Al-Ayyubi. Salahuddin Al-Ayyubi rahimahullahu ta'ala, he conquered Jerusalem, Palestine, when? In 1187. Now what year are we in? Now we are in the year 2021. So with an exception of about 60 years, what, 1,000 years ago? 1,000 years ago, this is when these, you know, this is not just something which is new, my dear viewers. No. Sometimes we think this is something new. People speak against this. No, they shouldn't. Why? What are we doing? What are we doing that's wrong? Yes, if people are doing something wrong, then we should also speak up about that. That, you know, people listen to music, they're celebrating Milad by doing haram things, haram acts. This is not celebrating the Milad Sharif. Even we ourselves condemn this. But my dear viewers, those things which are in accordance to the Sharia, if this is what people are doing, then what's the harm? In fact, no harm, is good, is beneficial, inshallah azza wa jalla. And this is not something new, 1,000 years ago, Allahu Akbar. And this is the first recorded, my dear viewers, and this is official on a huge scale this is. No doubt, as we mentioned, it used to take place before too. Alhamdulillah azza wa jalla. The Milad Sharif, we should celebrate the Milad Sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if you're someone, inshallah, we are going to move to the, because it is, mashallah, the birthday of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are going to listen to the Asma'un Nabi, the names of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Ya Rasulallah, Ya Rasulallah, Ya Habiballah, Ya Rasulallah, Ya Habiballah. Ya Rasulullah, salamun alayk. Ya Habiballah, salamun alayk. 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 Muhammadun Ahmad.
Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers of the channel, mashallah, you are watching Rise and Shine. Alhamdulillah, we just listen to the titles of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. We are coming towards the end of the program, but mashallah, as we do in the last some minutes of every single Rise and Shine episode of ours, we read the monthly magazine published by Dawood Salam every single month, my dear viewers of Mundan Inshallah. A new one. Look how beautiful it is, honestly. Alhamdulillah. Just look at it, I think, wow, that's beautiful. I really want to read it. So honestly, try to purchase these, inshallah. Today we shall be hearing about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the paragon of mercy. Be countless greetings. Subhanallah. It said, the final prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stated, إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ رَحْمَةً, that indeed I was sent as a mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent his final prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a mercy to the universe. And it is this mercy that the beloved prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is referring to in this hadith sharif. The unique mercy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to truly appreciate the nature of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a mercy and his role as a paragon of hope, we have to assess the state of people in Arabia and beyond before his advent. that pre-Islamic period was engulfed in immorality, marked by disbelief and steeped in ignorance. The light of knowledge, probity and virtue had been reduced to all but a dim flicker amid the overwhelming darkness of hedonism. In that dark moment of human history, the Muhammadan light, the Nur of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, burst over the horizon of mankind, cleaving asunder the clouds of ignorance, casting rays of hope and mercy over all realms. This paragon of compassion, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, embodied unmatched mercy towards humans, animals, angels, jinns. Nothing remains in the universe except it has been drenched in the mercy of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he invited mankind to the truth and laid a clear path for them to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's proximity and the ever so sweet nectar of faith. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted a distinct excellence to the mercy of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam by giving the believers and obedient followers the glad tidings of success in this life and the hereafter. Allahu Akbar. Because we are running out of time, just to mention a few things of how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a mercy for the ummah. It's said that on one occasion, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said three times that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had preferred ease for the nation and has disliked hardship. His blessed conduct was such that Sayyiduna Aisha Siddiqa radhiyallahu ta'ala anha states, whenever the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was given the choice between any two matters, he would choose the easier matter as long as it did not entail sin. If the easier option was a sin, was wrong, then he was the furthest from it amongst all of the people. A few examples. Example number one, my dear viewers of Allah, inshallah, due to his concern for those who were physically weak, the ill, and the working people of the ummah, he did not delay Isha Surah, Suratul Isha, to the third of the night. Because imagine having to wait for a third of the night to pray our Isha Surah. No, he did not do so. Considering the needs of the people, especially the elderly and the children, he advised imams not to avoid prolonged recitations during Surah. Imagine standing up for Surah and having to listen to a full part of the glorious Quran. Allahu Akbar, no. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam once said to one individual about whom there was a complaint, he says, do you wish to spread fitna? You're making it so long, it's difficult for the elderly, difficult for many people. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't always offer a supererogatory salah at night in order for the ummah, for it not to become obligatory upon the ummah. My dear viewers of Allah, subhanAllah. And these are just a few examples, so many ways in which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a rahmah for all of the world. Absolutely beautifully written, alhamdulillah, by many people. They would write one particular chapter. And this magazine, honestly, this month's magazine, brilliant, beautiful, alhamdulillah. You read it, you're going to love it. And personally, I wish to read more right now. And I think I wish I had more time to read more. For now, continue, send as much salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as possible. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end.